If it survives the legal challenge, Deerfield Wind will be the first privately backed industrial wind installation in the country to be built on publicly owned land. But a citizens group, Vermonters for a Clean Environment, appealed the Forest Service decision. They say the feds failed to adequately examine important issues in the final environmental impact statement. The turbines would be built on national forest land a little over a mile from the George D. Aiken Wilderness at the closest point. Stephen Saltonstall, a lawyer for the environmental group, argued before U.S. District Judge J. Garvin Murtha that the 400-foot towers would be visible from many locations in the wilderness area.
Also, these seven of them would be lit at night with flashing lights, and that is totally inconsistent with the provisions of the Wilderness Act. So I'm hopeful that the court will find that the Forest Service plan will ruin the Aiken Wilderness and turn it into an industrial zone in violation of the law.
The Green Mountain National Forest was represented by attorneys from the U.S. Department of Justice. They said the laws governing wilderness areas didn't apply to surrounding lands. And they said the Forest Service was following U.S. energy policy directives in approving the Deerfield Wind proposal. The federal government has encouraged the development of renewable energy projects on public lands. The Justice Department lawyer said the Deerfield site was one of 37 identified nationwide as likely candidates for such projects. They contended that the Green Mountain National Forest correctly followed federally mandated procedures and listened carefully to public comments in evaluating the project. The lawyers for Vermonters for a Clean Environment said many issues were neglected or improperly addressed in the Forest Service's final environmental impact statement. They claimed the agency didn't thoroughly examine alternatives to the specific project proposed by Deerfield Wind, LLC. The development group is a subsidiary of Iberdrola Renewables, a Spanish energy conglomerate. Lawyers for the group also argued that the impact statement didn't consider new data on bats or all the environmental consequences of the blasting necessary to build the ridgetop installation. The Department of Justice lawyers presented their evidence against these claims and others, but declined to speak with reporters. State Representative John Moran, who watched the proceedings, had no such compunctions. Moran represents the towns of Searsburg and Reedsboro, where the project is located.
I think this is a win-win. What we have here is renewable, clean energy, and we have local support for it. So this is a situation where the district that I represent, the towns I represent, support this project, and it's a renewable, clean energy project.
Judge Murtha says he'll issue a decision on the appeal as quickly as possible. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.